Welcome to Lessons from Award-Winning Publisher Podcasts. Earlier this year, the Media Voices team held the Publisher Podcast Awards in London, one of the publishing industry's last pre-lockdown events, as it turned out. I'm Peter Houston, and in this Media Voices series, we're setting out to learn the podcasting secrets of the publishers that won those 2020 awards. How did they come to launch their podcasts? How have they developed? How did they put their shows together consistently? And for some, how do they make money? The winner of our entertainment category was the Pilot TV podcast from the Pilot TV magazine team at Bauer Media. Pilot TV was launched in April 2018 by the good people at Empire magazine. Pilot is a quarterly publication distributed with Empire and designed to serve the growing audience for what's become known as cinematic TV. Here's Terry White, Editor-in-Chief of Empire and Pilot TV, talking about the launch of the Pilot TV podcast. Just a quick heads up, this interview was recorded while Terry was at home during lockdown, and yes, that is someone drilling upstairs.
I think when we decided to launch Pilot TV as a brand, you know, it actually seemed quite revolutionary to be launching a print mag in this kind of day and age. And that was kind of the more surprising element to us. I think we always knew that the podcast would have to be a really core part of the brand. We'd seen massive success with the Empire podcast, which has been going, you know, over 7 years now. And that's moved really, really to the centre of the Empire brand and is really vital to what we do.
So with that experience producing the Empire podcast, what were Terry's expectations for the Pilot TV podcast?
Telly is so much, like film, about conversation. And to have something discursive at the heart of it, I think every brand wants something really at the centre of what they do, which is about a dialogue with the audience. And we know from talking to them on social, especially, that they love debating telly. They love sharing their opinions. They love hearing what we think. They love getting recommendations from us, throwing them back at us. So having something discursive at the middle of it, where it was kind of not just us transmitting information to them like the print mag is, was really important. And having something with that kind of frequency, so having a weekly episode that dropped, and that, you know, we could build up that loyalty and that conversation. I see it as a long-term conversation with the audience. Very few people come in for one episode for a show. These are people who are fans of the podcast and are listening every single week.
With the success that the team has enjoyed with the Empire podcast, the temptation must have been simply to clone the format. But Terry says the shows are different.
There's more of a kind of a free-flowing, organic structure to the Empire podcast. There are parts of it that are all consistent. There are reviews, there's movie news. But Chris Hewitt, who hosts it and produces it, he really kind of has this spirit of kind of freewheeling around it. And with Pilot, we wanted to do something different because, A, the podcast space is really busy now and you really have to kind of grip people immediately and really tell them what your proposition is and make sure they understand it from listening to one episode. So we have a much tighter structure. We go from what we've been watching this week to a reader question, to news, to reviews, and then to this segment at the end called Banshee. And that's kind of a really rigid thing, but we knew that if we could offer that structure to people, they knew what they were coming in to get every week, then we'd have a better chance of kind of retaining them and growing them. Because I think every podcast now has to really be much sharper and have a sense of what it's doing, why it's doing it, and who it's for out of the gate.
With crystal clear purpose and positioning becoming so important in an increasingly busy market, what's the role played by podcast hosts?
We really wanted that sense of personality, individual personalities within the brand to come through on the podcast, because I think we'd seen great success with Empire that the hosts and the guests on it are actually the people that they're coming back for. So we, again, from research, we know that Chris, James and Helen, who are the regulars on the Empire podcast, people are coming to listen to them every week, listen to their opinions, regardless of what film is out. And so we wanted to still have that sense of personality in pilot as well.
With positioning and personality sorted, the next part of the Pilot TV podcast puzzle is guests. As Terry points out, they are not there every single week.
People love a really great guest. Who's really interesting, has got something really great to say, is maybe doing, you know, a really innovative, exciting telly show. But what we didn't want to do is have a weekly slot that we were then filling regardless of who we could get. So at the moment, we put the guests in when we have somebody that we're really excited by. So we did Sarah Phelps just before I left on maternity leave. And she was brilliant. I mean, she's one of the greatest writers working in telly today. And she came on and we had the best time with her. And the audience loved it and really responded to it. And that kind of thing is the perfect fit for us.
Making a podcast that your audience loves is fairly fundamental, but it should also bring some benefit to your publication, maybe selling some copies.
We know we galvanise them to go and actually watch shows that they would never have watched otherwise. So we know we can drive them to the mag as well. But I'm always really cautious of keeping that kind of tight and succinct and relevant and not using the podcast to just flog other stuff. I just hate it when people are like, you know, when you're there flogging some other bit of the brand, because I think people can kind of, they're quite resistant to that these days.
Sat in my little home office, I wondered if being part of Bauer, one of Europe's biggest magazine publishers and a serious player in the radio market, meant that Terry and the team had access to editors and producers and wonderfully equipped podcast studios.
Obviously, one of the benefits of Bauer is that they are, I think, Europe's biggest radio business. So audio is really at the heart of what Bauer does. And when we moved into our new building in Camden, they built a studio in the building, which is essentially for podcasts and kind of any editorial audio content. I don't know if people think because we're part of a big company, it's probably quite a swanky setup and we have producers and editors and all of that. You know, it's us three. James writes the scripts and hosts it. James also produces it and edits it himself. So it's kind of all done by us, but we are lucky in that the studio exists.
But of course, during lockdown, studios became irrelevant and the team recorded the Pilot TV podcast from their respective homes.
We did. And so we've literally got a microphone and our laptops and some headphones, and we kind of did it on the fly, and it was all right, actually. I think people get so bogged down in kind of feeling like they need a certain level of tech. And I just think that these days, anybody can podcast. When you see people who are going around literally with a microphone and a laptop and doing it themselves. And I think we were keen when we started just to get it out the door to make sure that we had the proposition nailed. But we knew that the show would actually evolve as well when it came to the content and it actually being any good. The first couple of shows, I'm sure, were rubbish because we were finding our way. We didn't know what people were going to respond to. We didn't know if we'd structured it right. I hosted the first one and then James hosted one. And we were kind of finding our feet, really. And actually, when we first started, the studio hadn't been built yet in Bauer. And we just had to pile into a meeting room, this tiny meeting room on Empire's floor, which fits four people. We all squashed in there with some kind of portable microphones and did it in there. And we did that probably for the first few months before we could actually get in a studio. We knew it would take a few weeks for us to find our rhythm, for the chemistry between the three of us to kind of settle down, for the formats to find their feet, for the audience to come in and tell us what they thought. So I think we're kind of always keen to evolve as and listen to people. If people say we don't like this, or that goes on a bit long, or, you know, that's actually not as funny as you think it is, then we want to listen and adapt. I don't think you have to go out into the market with a perfect podcast.
But even imperfect podcasts take some planning. And Terry explained how the Pilot TV podcast comes together every week.
So we have a WhatsApp group because it's just the three of us, me, Boyd and James. And we kind of debate at the start of the week which shows we want to do. And then that's where it can often get a bit leery because, we'll have different opinions on what we think is important to cover. James normally wants to do some sci-fi shit And I'll want to do something grim and miserable. So we kind of hash it out and try and work out what's the best fit for pilot, which is dedicated to cinematic TV primarily. So we always have that kind of at the heart of our decision making. And as the week's going on, we're kind of all keeping a watch on news and making a news list that we're going to take to the podcast. And then James scripts it and we get assigned shows to lead on. But we don't know what's in his script before we go in, because we like, you know, the conversational nature of it, and it unfolding in the room is really important to what we do. But we've always agreed the shows we're going to review. We always know who's going to take the lead on it. And then we split the news between us. So there's an agreed list to a certain extent. And then the rest is whatever happens in the room, really.
With the flexibility to put episodes together over the course of a week, what can a Pilot TV podcast do that a Pilot TV print quarterly can't do?
There's a lot of stuff we can't cover in the print mag that we only get to cover on the podcast. So in that sense, the podcast then becomes massively important, because it's the only place you can engage with these things as a brand. So for example, Netflix have a habit of dropping things with no notice or very, very little notice. So the mag's gone to press, has been printed, is on, you know, newsstands, and we suddenly get word that they're dropping a massive show next Friday. And that's something we've then missed in print. The podcast becomes vital, because if it's a really cool show, we have to discuss it and we have to tell people what we think about it. So the podcast really comes into its own. I think especially with TV, film is planned years out. TV is much more fast moving. They'll drop things in, they'll pull things will get cancelled. So actually having a much kind of higher frequency product has become really, really important to us to be able to cover things in a really consistent way. Because, you know, if we don't cover a big show that is called to pilot, how do we explain that to our audience?
Keeping the audience happy is obviously key, but finding an audience for a new podcast is critical. And I wondered how Pilot TV had gone about finding listeners.
We leveraged Empire, obviously, as we have done across all of the Pilot brand. We know that there's some crossover between the audience. Although the Empire audience are primarily, you know, massive movie fans, obviously cinematic TV has kind of really moved into that area. And so we marketed to them initially. That was through email, through social, through digital, through house ads in the magazine. So we targeted the Empire audience initially to come in. And then we've really pushed it on social to try and grow it beyond the Empire audience, because we knew from some early research that Pilot is actually a kind of a 50-50 gender split. So it was important to push it out beyond Empire, which is just around 70% male. Social became a big thing. I push it a lot on my personal social, as does James and Boyd. We've all got quite significant followings. We still use the Empire social. We built Pilot social channels. And then, you know, part of the thought, obviously, around getting guests is that there is a sense of organic spread to their followers and their audiences when we push out an episode featuring them.
And finally, the $64 million question for any publisher that's producing podcasts is probably not worth $64 million. How is a Pilot TV podcast making money?
We accepted that we weren't going to make a fuck ton of money initially, because it was really about growing the brand, growing the audience, growing the fame and reputation of Pilot as a brand. Now we're into kind of year two. I think we have to go, okay, how do we seriously monetize this? And what does that growth look like over the next 2 years? How we do that is obviously a challenge that I think everybody's looking at right now. We have had sponsorship of the Pilot podcast, which was through Spotify, and that was great. And that was essentially sponsored reads within the podcast. It was a joint deal across Empire and Pilot. And I think that's a really interesting proposition for us, is that we have a massively successful film podcast and we have a growing and successful, you know, we're the second biggest magazine podcast within Bauer. With Pilot, so Empire's number one, Pilot's number two. put those two together, and I think you've got a really powerful proposition of covering off TV, film, men, women from kind of, you know, 20 to 45. And so offering them together is really interesting. So I think obviously sponsorship is one thing, and I think that works really well with podcasts, and then kind of more traditional advertising within it. I think everything you launch these days has to be with the long-term view of making money. I think anybody who says it isn't is either deluded or lying, because, you know, we are in a challenging media environment, and the only brands that are going to survive and are going to thrive are the ones that monetize multiple products and platforms, not just one.
And those are the lessons we've learned from the winner of our 2020 entertainment category, the Pilot TV podcast. If I can maybe summarize, a podcast is a core part of your brand. With the podcast space getting busier, you need a clear, easy-to-understand proposition to get and keep listeners. Engaging personalities are important, but don't book guests just because. Sell your publication, but be careful not to oversell it. And you don't need to go into the market with a perfect podcast. Don't be scared to evolve. And finally, absolutely everything publishers do these days has to have the long-term goal of making money. A massive thank you to Terry White for taking the time to share her insights and experience with us. In the next episode in this series, I'll be looking to learn from Brian Morrissey, Editor-in-Chief of DigiDay and host of the DigiDay podcast. Entries for the 2021 Publisher Podcast Awards will open on the 14th of September. For more information on this year's expanded category lineup, have a look at publisherpodcastawards.com.